I wanted to start out by asking you when and where you were born.
I was born in Park City, Utah, in a little mining town. My father was a miner. He was called, he didn't drink or smoke. And so he set off all the powder, and they called him a powder monkey. And that is unusual. A lot of people don't know what a powder monkey is. But that was what he was. It's called a powder monkey because he didn't drink or smoke. And they lived in a big boarding house with a lot of other young folks that all were just getting married, and a lot of teenagers and going on. And that's where I was born, in Park City. And my father and mother both were born in Beaver, Utah, and my grandmother went with my grandfather on the other side of the family before they were ever married.
So when do you know much about your grandparents?
Well, I only know one side of my grandparents, really.
Is that your
mother's? And they lived in Bingham, Utah, in a mining town. My grandfather owned and ran a big hotel there, and they had a, in the back of this hotel, they had a big cellar, a wine cellar, they called it, before this place was ever built. And he owned a store next door, a grocery store, and they had a big fire, and they put all the hotel's furniture in that big cellar, and they also put all the groceries from that store because they thought the whole town was going to be burned down. And it took them months and months to find what they stored away after the fire was all over with. And up the canyon from them, the place is all burned down, and they had a big safe, if I remember right. And they lost the combination in the fire, and they sent to Salt Lake. They sent all over the country to find somebody that could unlock this big safe. And a little man in the town was what they called a pink eyes. He was white with very blue eyes and white complexion, and he used to set and fix watches. So he said he wanted to try to unlock that safe. And they were given $500. Of course, that much was a lot of money that time. So he tried, and he opened it up. And when he opened it up, they were only going to give him $500. So he closed it again and walked away, and they had to give him, I don't know, thousands of dollars after that to get it open.
He thought he could make the best out of that.
Yeah, they thought because he was just a little old man in the town that he didn't need that money or something, you know. But right was right, and so he just walked away, and so they had to pay more. And here they had the man that could open the safe right in the town.
So they, what were your grandparents' names?
My grandfather was William Henry Myers, and they run the Myers Hotel. And Bingham is all closed down now. The mining companies have poured ore and everything all over the places where people live. They don't have that place anymore. And I went to school there. They had, it was just like a canyon, it was Y-shaped, and we had a gym in the schoolhouse, and we ran races, and we marched, and we had great times doing that. We used to sleigh ride in the winter time. I took my brother's sleigh. Three of us girls were riding down. We hit the back end of a car, and we skidded all over the mud, and here I come home with two runners, and my brothers can fight with me yet because I ruined their sleigh.
Did, when you were, so it sounds like when you were growing up that you spent some time actually living in the same city with your grandparents?
Well, my mother was ill, and she had typhoid fever and appendicitis, and she went to the hospital in Salt Lake, and we stayed with our grandmother and grandparents then. And they blow these whistles when they were going to blast, and I wanted to see what was going on. So I'd stand by the window, and when the rocks started falling on the house, I ran for grandmother.
So, It was still an active mining town when you were.
Oh yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My father was a miner, and he was killed in the mines in Arizona.
Mm.
He had a shaft where he was working and prospecting, and he blew his whistles to blast, and the other men in the other tunnel didn't come out. So he went to warn them, and all that rock and things of his blast hit him into the back of the, and was killed.
Mm-hmm.
He had rocks in his back, the size of an egg on down.
Mm-hmm.
So that was sad part of that.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how your parents met?
How they met?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the two families knew each other from Beaver.
Mm-hmm.
And then when my father wanted a job, he went to the hotel where my mother and grandparents were living in Bingham,
mm-hmm.
and there's where they met.
Mm-hmm.
And they were married years later in Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm. What was his family name?
His family name was, mm-hmm. Well, my father's name was Jess Arwin, and his father's name was Jess Arwin,
mm-hmm.
as a student.
Yeah.
And they were a Mormon family, mm-hmm. real good Mormons. Well, I guess they all were at one time.
Mm-hmm. So on both sides of the family, they were Mormon family?
Mm-hmm.
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 And were you saying your grandmother Myers had known your grandfather Owen, or did I?
Yeah, they before, when they were teenagers together.
Uh-huh.
So it was somebody they knew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they, were the families all living in the area around Bingham, or?
No, his family still lived in Provo. He had,
mm-hmm.
There were six children, and they all went to school and things there, but when he went to work in the mines when he was 16 with his father, and so soon he would be able to get away from home. He was looking for a job,
mm-hmm.
somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
and then he didn't get too much in Bingham, so they went to Park City, and that's where I was born.
Mm-hmm. So they had met each other there in Bingham when he was
a young man. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And are you the oldest?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you already mentioned that you had...
I have two brothers.
Two brothers? Uh-huh. When were they born?
Well, they were born in Garland, Utah. They saved their money in Park City and bought a farm in Garland,
mm-hmm.
40 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And they went up there to farm, but my father wasn't too good of a farmer. He'd go off and work in the mines and leave my mother to farm, and that was kind of sad, too.
Mm-hmm.
But my two brothers were born in Garland, Utah.
Mm-hmm. So he actually, for a while there, worked both as a farmer.
Yes, uh-huh.
And she did a lot of the...
Oh, yeah, she'd have to take care of the chickens and the turkeys and the pigs and the cows. And
mm-hmm.
and then they had fruit trees, and he'd take and put all this fruit in the peddler wagon and go off and peddle the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And she sold butter and eggs for 10 and 15 cents. Look at what you could have bought then.
You can even buy one egg. Maybe.
Yeah. But I think they lived about off of the farm because they had all the poultry and eggs and butter they needed, and
mm-hmm.
all they needed something to wear. Maybe they'd have to go to town.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Mm-hmm.
Then my grandmother used to send great big boxes and trunks of things, you know, for all us children,
mm-hmm.
to the farm.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting, too.
Mm-hmm. So, give me the year of your birth again. I've forgotten what year were you born?
1904.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And your brothers were born then how many years after you?
One in six and one in eight.
Uh-huh. So you're all fairly close.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now you lived in Park City for a little while and then moved to Garland, and the farm was in Garland?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And then how long did you live there? You don't know, yeah.
Well, I don't know until my father died, and then we moved to Bingham,
mm-hmm.
and I guess I was about 12, 13.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, then, just to backtrack a little, has your mother ever tell you anything about the day you were born?
The what?
About the day you were born.
Well, they told me that Dr. LeCompte, we brought all the children in town, came to the hotel or the big apartment house where they were living. And Grandma Lundquist fixed the bath for me, a nice warm bath, and instead of that, they put me under the cold water. I'll start as green. And when the doctor left, it was one side of the porch that the snow had broke down the stairs, and he went down that and broke his leg. I guess it was a tragic thing to start with.
So you were born at right at home?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, we were all born at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Only, I guess she had a doctor, and the brothers had what they call a midwife. No, I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. It's a lady doctor, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So you had a doctor, and they had a midwife to help her then. I see. Did, and your grandmother was...
Well, my grandmother wasn't there, but that... This old lady in the house that ran the house, we always called her Grandma Lundquist.
Uh-huh.
She was there for years and years, and she had many children of her own, and for all the years she lived, we were still friends.
Mm-hmm.
And one of her granddaughters lives in Ogden, Utah, and her father and my father were friends before they were ever married. Mm-hmm. Her mother and my mother were friends, and her and I are friends, and all our relatives are gone. Other than our brother. She has two brothers.
Uh-huh.
And she lives in Ogden.
Uh-huh. That's quite a generation of friends.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Did, so you're saying that growing up there, then it sounds like most of your growing up years were spent in Garland, then, or those first...
No, after my father went, we went to Bingham. Mm-hmm. In school years, I was in Bingham. And then my mother marries my stepfather, and we went to Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. And lived in Salt Lake for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the Bryan Junior High School there.
Mm-hmm.
And my brothers went to another school, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Wyoming, lived up there for about a year. And my stepdad was a hoist engineer, and he worked in the mines there, the coal mines. And they'd shut down in the summertime and mine coal in the winter, and so that's the way it went. So from there we went to Nevada, and in Nevada I went to school there for a while, and the same thing happened there, the mines closed down. So then we came to California,
mm-hmm.
and from that time on I finished my years in California.
Mm-hmm.
But all my life, I didn't go to school too much at school, but I've always went to night school, or I took so many things, typing and bookkeeping and beauty operation, and even after I retired, I went to school.
Uh-huh.
On the telephone, they have a telephone school that I heard all about the history of California,
uh-huh.
just right on the telephone. I enjoyed that very much. I'd come home every day about 2 o'clock, and we'd have about an hour's talk on the phone. You could ask questions, how it was all settled, and... So that was interesting.
Yeah. So, did you go to school at all in Garland, or?
Yes, I went to school in Garland.
Mm-hmm.
I was about 5 years old when I went to school.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad took me to school when I was 5, and I just hold up my hand, and I was that many years old, 5. So they let me go to school long enough to like it, and then they made me go home, and I cried all the way home,
mm-hmm.
because I couldn't go to school anymore.
Why had you not?
Because I wasn't old enough for school. I was only 5. And they were sending me off to school.
Uh-huh. So there wasn't a kindergarten? Or
no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we never had any of that, none of us.
Mm-hmm. So you weren't old enough?
That's a luxury they have nowadays.
Uh-huh. So at the was the school there sort of a, when you got sent back home, did you ever have a chance to go back then as a
No.
Again?
No.
So
no.
Your father died.
Well, I guess I did, because I have a picture where I was in the school thing.
Uh-huh.
I guess I did go back to the first grade when I, so it must have been 2 years later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you were saying your father died then when you were around, when you were living in Garland. Is that when he was in the mining?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Do you remember much about him, or?
Oh yes.
Uh-huh.
I used to have a traffic manager down the little skipping me now.
Yeah,
he was a good man. He was tall and straight.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, he always had the horses to take care of, the cows to milk, and mm-hmm. we used to tag along when he'd go work in the field.
Mm-hmm.
He'd let us ride the ponies and the,
mm-hmm.
and the wagons, and he always had us with us when he worked at home on the ranch. He had all three of us kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you did spend time...
Yes, and I guess I remember more than the boys do. They, mm-hmm. they don't seem to remember the back history.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did, when you were, let's see, so then you moved to Bingham
mm-hmm.
after that. Did that follow right from, I mean, when your father died, did your mother immediately move or did she stay there for?
Well, she got sick and my grandparents brought her back to Bingham. That's how we get it. And then, she borrowed some money and she had a little rooming house there, and that's how she supported us three children. She had 10 rooms and we lived in two.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sewed and she'd work in the hardware store or any job that was available in the town. They'd come and get her to do it, and she took babysit. And,
mm-hmm.
and I remember one time we got a little red-headed kid and I would come home from school, didn't know where he came from. And and some man and his wife are having some kind of a problem, so he brought him to mother to take care of this. He was getting my brothers and all of us up about 4 o'clock in the morning. It was quite a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
Yeah. Did your mother have typhoid fever long after your father died, or did that, those two things?
Well, my mother had typhoid when she was a child, mm-hmm. and she lost all her hair. And then she had it again. She got all her hair back, and it was curly.
Mm-hmm.
And she the whole family has a lot of hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We inherit, I guess, from grandmother and grandfather.
Uh-huh. So did she stay at all in Garland after your father died, or did that?
Well, she helped a woman sew.
Mm-hmm.
She has a lady was a dressmaker,
mm-hmm.
and she used to sew all the buttons and lace and things like that on.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she got sick, we went to grandmother's.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how old you were when you moved to Garland, roughly?
Well, I guess I was about 10. I was going to school, I remember.
Did, so you had started back to school then in, you had been going to school in Garland too,
mm-hmm.
and then back to school in Bingham. Were there, with all of these things happening with your mother working and things, did, was most of her work inside the home? Or
she always tried to stay inside the home, so when we came home from school, we'd be there.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be there.
Mm-hmm. And so she basically supported you?
Yes, for many years.
Uh-huh. Did, were there any chores or responsibilities that you ended up with then?
I kept the house, my brothers, they had to get the coal and the kindling, and we had to build the fire, and we had to have the table set.
Mm-hmm.
We had, when mother came home, everything we could do was always done. We came home, we had to hang up our clothes, we had to, many chores.
Mm-hmm.
No matter, we had to run the store, and we had to do this, and had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
She'd tell us what to do, and that it was done. We never had any problems.
Mm-hmm. Did, you and your brothers do, did you ever do the coal and kindling, or were there certain jobs at the
That's
home?
Right. When I did it, when my brothers had scarlet fever in Nevada, they were both sick, and I had the coal and the kindling and the chores to do,
mm-hmm.
and they wouldn't let me eat in the kitchen because they couldn't feed them, and they could feed me, see? So I had to eat in the pantry.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm partial to pantry. I ate in there on a shelf.
Uh-huh.
The folks could eat, but they didn't want me to have anything to eat. You know, I was...
Was that to keep you from getting the scarlet fever?
Well, I got the shots, and all my life I was the smallest,
mm-hmm.
the puniest looking one of the whole bunch, and I'm still the healthiest one. So that's the way it's been. I don't know. They both are retired and have heart trouble and high blood pressures and all these things, and I told the neighbors the other day, when I die, I'm just going to do a good job all at once.
So, they had, it sounds like that most of the time they did the...
Well, yes, each one had their own job.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Mother always evened it up.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do all the scrubbing, and we all had to make our beds, and mm-hmm. and we didn't have much, but what we had to take care of.
Mm-hmm. So, were your chores mainly the housework?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What kind of games and things would you play together?
We used to play out in the street at night.
Mm-hmm.
Last couple out, run sheepy run, and oh, charades, and we all, at night in the summertime, we had grand times. But you don't see the children doing that now.
Mm-hmm.
We had, every night we used to play out in the summertime.
Uh-huh. Did you, were the games that groups would play together?
Yes, the whole neighborhood of children, sure.
Mm-hmm.
One would hide and the others, one would go blindfold and the others would run off and hide someplace, and then you last sheep in or something they used to say.
Mm-hmm.
If you couldn't find the last one, some of them go home on you. you couldn't find them.
They've already gone in from that.
Yeah.
So,
Kick the can, we used to play kick the can.
Mm-hmm. At school, what kinds of things were your favorite subjects?
Well, I liked art and writing and penmanship, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And history, I always liked history.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't very good in arithmetic.
Yeah.
So I guess that was it.
Uh-huh.
But I loved art, and then I loved when we marched and drill teams and things like that. I was in a play. Christmas play.
Mm-hmm. So, it sounds like that you were active in a lot of the school things.
I've always been active.
Uh-huh.
Always been active.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, a lot of people say you can't find anything to do today, but I can find many things. I have to just look at the paper.
Uh-huh. So you were active in clubs and things.
Well, we never had such a thing as clubs, but
mm-hmm.
We used to, I had a suitcase full of old clothes, and we used to dress up and go from one girl's house to another and play house. And
mm-hmm.
then, of course, we all thought we was movie stars, but
uh-huh.
yeah. I went to school with Ivy Baker Priest.
Yeah.
She lived across the street from us. And
uh-huh.
when I come home from school and Mother wasn't home, I could go over there and stay till she got home.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Baker was a second mother to me for many years.
Mm-hmm. Did you, was your family very religious?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my mother didn't have time for much religion, but we went to Sunday school now and then.
Mm-hmm. Is that, did she stay in the Mormon church,
or was it? No, she let us go pick out our own church one time.
Uh-huh.
My brother said, we went in a place where they were all growing up, and my brother says, this is just for people, it's not for us. I guess we got in a part of the church now where the kindergarten things were, but
uh-huh.
I don't know, we eventually found that we went to Sunday school.
Mm-hmm. You don't remember what... church it was that you were in?
Well, we went to the Mormon church and we went to the Methodist and I think that was the main ones that were close.
Okay.
You know, they're not too many.
Uh-huh.
We didn't go to the Catholic church. We were never Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
But, I have gone to the Catholic church. Synagogues and everything. I'll try anything. Life is wonderful if you just look at it that way.
Yeah. So even as a youngster then, it sounds like you were... looking into that. What kinds of clothes would you wear?
What kind of clothes did I wear?
Mm-hmm.
I run errands every day for a lady that had three daughters in finishing school. And every one of their dresses that they didn't wear or had that they didn't want, I got them. And my mother made them down, cut them down, and made them for me.
Uh-huh.
She made me a velvet dress one time with a gold collar and gold braids and gold buttons. And I thought it was the best thing in town. And it was all second-handed. But it was a dark blue with this gold trimming. Mm-hmm. And it was short sleeves, and she made it long and put the cuff here with the buttons and the braid. Oh, that was something. With my blonde hair and a yellow ribbon.
Oh, yeah.
I had long curls.
Mm-hmm. Did you wear mainly dresses?
Hmm?
Mainly dresses?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. We never wore anything else.
Uh-huh. Well, you said you ran errands for...
Yes, I went to the store every day for her.
Mm-hmm. Did she give you anything for doing that? Or?
5 cents a day, dearie. I bought my materials for my dresses. I bought my shoes. I have sold my shoes. And the townspeople would let us go in the show for nothing, so we didn't have any problem there.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the show every Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. So was this like at a, you said the show was these a movie theater that we
saw? Yeah, a movie theater.
Uh-huh. And what kinds of...
Black and white, comedies. And they had a series, The Diamond from the Sky, and never will forget it, was continued every week, so you had to go the next week to see what it was all about, and it was about gypsies.
Uh-huh.
And this big diamond fell from the sky somehow. I don't know, but I've never seen it or heard of it since.
Uh-huh. What happened in that story? Did the gypsies, they got the diamond and then...
Yeah, and they were running after them and chasing them and all that kind of... things, I don't know, and these gypsy gowns and things, and then they had some woman down there playing the piano, and they had one of these rolls of things, they played that, too.
Uh-huh. Were there any movie stars or movies that were your favorite?
No, never. Well, I don't remember. I didn't go, well, in those days, I didn't
mm-hmm.
know one star from another. Mm-hmm. I just went to the show.
Uh-huh. So you were living right with the boarding house that your mother had bought. Was that near the center of town?
It was right in the center of town,
mm-hmm.
right where the form of the Y is.
Mm-hmm.
And it was upstairs over a butcher shop.
Mm-hmm. Was this a small town or was it a fairly big town?
Well, I guess they went up the canyons for miles and people were living on shacks all over the hills and...
Mm-hmm.
and the best homes were in Salt Lake, of course, and when the fires come, it was all wooden frame buildings, you know, and it would go fast, but it didn't. It came down to the Catholic church and stopped, that fire did.
Huh.
Isn't that funny?
That is.
Mm-hmm.
They just, were the fires a regular kind of thing?
No, you never heard of them very often.
Mm-hmm. But the one year...
That's the one I remember of us when we was little kids. Because
mm-hmm.
All the lights in town were out, and my brothers were holding the candle, and I'm packing all our clothes and trunks and things. And I don't know how come we didn't burn the house down then. We were just lucky kids, I guess. I don't know.